Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We touched on this a little bit in the opening segment when we were discussing the Knicks and the Giants and everything else. And you seem to want to defend the Yankees. Now, I know that they have a lot of money tied up already, and they've got the arbitration eligible guys. I don't want to argue with you about that because that's been established. What I don't understand, though, is bringing back Gary Sanchez, because we have said this for the last 3 years. It's enough with Gary Sanchez. Let's just try to transport ourselves back to the end of the season with the loss in the wild card game and what we were saying then. And you could tell me it's reactionary and you cool down and after a while, whatever. Said things need to change. Like maybe you trade Gleyber Torres. It's got to be the end of the road for Gary Sanchez. Maybe Aroldis Chapman gets traded to free up some salary to be able to sign one of the big time shortstops. These are things we were saying then. None of that has come close to happening. So you can tell me that adding another $300 million player at shortstop maybe is not feasible under the current circumstances for the Yankees, and maybe I can't argue that. But bringing back Gary Sanchez, bringing back Luke Voit, counting on Aaron Hicks in center field and not upgrading there, which is what we've seen so far from the Yankees, bringing back the manager so that you don't even have a change there. What exactly do they think that they are?
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to defend anybody. I'm just trying to tell you what I think the issues are with this particular team. And I have been pointing out to you for months now what their projected number is going to be with their players that they have to make offers to. And, okay, get rid of Gary Sanchez. Who, in fact, is going to replace him right now? Like, get rid of Luke Voit. Okay, fine. Who is going to replace him right now? And the thing about it is tendering them contracts means that you have the ability to trade those people now. You're protecting yourself. Doesn't mean that they're going to be on the roster when the season starts. So, you know, and by the way, tonight, midnight, everything's going to stop. And that means, you know, if Correa doesn't sign or Andrelton Simmons doesn't sign or Freddie Freeman doesn't sign or Rizzo doesn't sign, you know, those guys are still going to be there. There's no panic, I don't think, by Brian Cashman. And again, I am not trying to defend. I'm just trying to tell you what I think is the reality by looking at their salary structure right now.
But as CeeLo said, they reset the luxury tax. That number is probably going to go up in the new CBA. And
we don't know that. We don't know that for a fact. And I can't put words in Brian Cashman's mouth, and I certainly don't know what he's thinking. I can only go by what I'm reading in terms of the numbers. And the numbers right now are significant. And Aaron Judge is staring them right in the face. So maybe if you want to go back to where maybe a mistake was made, but then again, I don't necessarily know that Yankee fans are disappointed in this particular player. But, you know, the Stanton contract was a huge contract when they took that off the hands of Miami. Now, Miami paid a portion of that contract, which was good for the Yankees. But still, that contract is sitting there, and it's a long-term contract. Gerrit Cole's contract is sitting there, and it's a long-term contract. All these tendered offers and all these things, these are all one-year deals that eventually you can either trade or get out of if you really want to. And it could happen relatively quickly. They would have to do some major reshuffling when it comes to trying to add a
Well, isn't it time for major reshuffling? All they've done is gotten worse over the last 3 years.
I'm explaining to you. I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't have the...
You're a Yankee, a very educated Yankee observer.
I am, and I try to be unbiased about what's going on. And I know that our owner, Steve Cohen, doesn't give a rat's ass about anything. He wants to make a splash. He wants to be known. He wants to win. He wants to bring a championship here, and he is going to try to spend his way in doing that. And we as Met fans love that because we've always been hamstrung by, you know, the last little bit. You know, we can't go any further. We can't do this. We have to, you know, bargain basement. This is one of the reasons why, you know, they let Wheeler walk and they brought in Marcus Stroman. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about the way the team was run back then, that was a great move by Brody Van Wagenen, protecting himself, knowing that he had Stroman for another year. You know, now that year turned out to be the COVID year where Stroman opted out. But that trade was made for two reasons. One, perception that the Mets were still in it. And two, to protect them the next year when they knew they were going to lose Wheeler.
Yeah.
So I when I look at these numbers, I see what the real numbers are. I know where they are right now. They're either the first or the second. They have the first or second highest payroll right now as we sit here. In Major League Baseball, it's not like they have $155 million spent and they have another $60 million to go. No, it's not
working. What they have, what they're spending the money on, is not working.
Right. So they still have a lot of work to do. Brian Cashman and his front office have a lot of work to do. They have to protect themselves by giving these guys their contracts, and then at least they know who's on the team, who they can trade, what maybe they can trade a guy for. You have to do what they're doing now.
I mean, they have, you could go around the roster. Catcher, shortstop, first base, center field, starting rotation are all things that need help if you really want to contend.
Right, and they have to, so in other words, they have to protect themselves by giving these offers, having these guys on the roster. And then once you have them on the roster and you know what you're dealing with, then you could start trading and making decisions. I mean, and I'm sure there's a million phone calls about Gary Sanchez.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
No, I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be.
It sounds like you're making excuses.
Yankee no, I'm not biatch. Making any excuses.
That's what it sounds like
anybody.
To me.
Yankee
no,
biatch.
Oh, you shut up. I am not.
Man, I tell you, I don't know. Hal Steinbrenner seems afraid is what it sounds like to me. Like Brian Cashman would go out and get somebody else. And he would go sign Carlos Correa if he was allowed to, but it sounds like Hal Steinbrenner is a little bit afraid
of
that luxury tax.
By the way, Mike Piazza and Johnny Bench are not coming walking through that door anytime soon.
But Gary, by the way, you would agree that it's enough with Gary Sanchez.
I would agree with that because of the frustration, and you hear it in the fans, you see it in his play, you hear the manager and you hear the general manager all having to defend him, and you know it gets to a point where, yeah, it's too much. But just because they tender him an offer and they have him on the roster doesn't mean they can't trade him.
Okay.
All right, so there's still a long way to go, for God's sake. And
but they
the
don't
way,
have a replacement for him yet, so that's what everybody thinks that we're sitting here going to see Gary Sanchez again.
I guarantee you that Brian Cashman's got like 15 different balls in the air going all over the place. You know, whether it be Freddie Freeman, whether it be Anthony Rizzo, whether
Wouldn't
it be...
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I mean, but you can't have an all-star at every position. I know...
How many all-stars do you have right now? Not that many.
Well, Gerrit Cole would be an all-star. Gleyber Torres was an all-star at
one
point.
Well, he's not right now.
Andujar was an all-star at one point.
Oh, he's been terrible.
Hicks was an all-star at one point.
Was he?
Judge is an all-star. Stanton is an all-star.
Timeout.
I mean,
you're saying at one point. At one point. We're talking about right now.
Your point is nonsensical.
I mean, we're basically talking about Judge and Cole.
You know what? The thing that I would do.
Maybe LeMahieu, and he had a down year.
I would trade Voit, Sanchez, and Gleyber Torres for Mike Trout. How about that?
No,
does that make you happy?
No, that's not what
I'm saying. I mean, like, this
is what
I'm
saying.
This is what you're talking
about.
No, like,
it's
saying,
not
like,
what
things
I'm saying.
That just don't make any sense.
No, that's not true.
You never
all.
Know what you're talking about.
No. This makes a ton of sense. And it's the Yankees are sitting idly while the rest of the league is beefing up. And this is a team that needs major help. And the fans are getting restless, and rightfully so. That's what's going on. And I want to see them be better. I want to see them upgrade at shortstop, first base, catcher, center field in the rotation. Not with all stars everywhere, but shake some things up, for Christ's sakes.
You can't just bring back the same group of guys and then hope that the same that you're going to do better. It's not going to work that way.
I'm telling you, they're bringing back Aaron Hicks. He's the center fielder. End of story. That's end of story. That's he's going to be your.
Is it the end of story?
If he is healthy,
you're telling
he is
me that Gary Sanchez is not the end of story. No, how is Hicks the end of story? This guy doesn't ever play.
Hicks has got a contract extension. He signed it. He's here.
And very affordable.
And hopefully he'll be healthy. So if and then you're not going to. Who are you going to replace him with?
Well, it would have been Starling Marte if they were getting serious about winning, but I guess they weren't.
I mean, I can't talk to you. You're so frustrating this morning. It's like you're just going to control.
Are the Yankees serious right now?
They're always serious. They're 100%
serious. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like they're just waiting.
They're going to sit here and they're going to wait. They're going to make their qualifying offers. They're going to get their guys under contract, and then they'll have some flexibility. They'll know who they can trade. They'll know what's going on. But by the way, this whole thing is shutting down tonight at midnight anyway.
Yeah, I know, which is going to be very frustrating.
And then
the Yankees would have done nothing in this time period.
Unless they
signed Freddie Freeman today.
Well,
which
they have done some.
What have they done?
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Boomer.
All right. Who's on first?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, they're bringing back Luke Voit, for Christ's sakes.
Exactly, that's right.
I mean,
right.
As it stands, but you would think that Rizzo, or maybe Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
If they sign, maybe they upgrade there.
All right, so there's your first base potential.
Okay? Yeah, and then maybe DJ plays over there.
All right, who's your second baseman?
I mean, if Gleyber Torres is on the team and Gleyber Torres is your second baseman.
Okay, who's your third baseman?
Well, we got to figure out what the hell's going on at shortstop. I mean, Gio Urshela, if you go out and sign a shortstop, but if you don't, then maybe Urshela plays short. I don't know yet.
And then where's DJ playing?
Well, I said DJ could either play third, he could play first. It's hard to say right now because it's an incomplete.
All right, the reason I'm asking
incomplete.
Well, the reason I'm asking you these questions
is
because these are the same things that Brian Cashman and his guys are going through right now. They're asking and trying to answer the same question, but they can't answer because they don't have total cost certainty just yet. And total cost certainty.
Throwing cost certainty at me right now.
Well, cost certainty and payroll flexibility. They don't have a lot of that right now.
Man, oh man.
They don't.
What world are we living in? Payroll flexibility and cost certainty for the Yankees. What world is this? Well,
why the same thing could be said for the Dodgers. Look at the Dodgers.
They just blow through everything. They don't care about anything.
The Dodgers lost Seager and they lost Scherzer and Trevor Bauer for that matter.
Yeah, it's true.
So what are they doing? What are they doing? Have they done anything yet?
Well, they won a World Series.
Yeah, but no, have they done anything yet?
Well, they won a World Series.
But
the Yankees
have been
since 2009.
Have they replaced those guys yet?
You cannot talk about those two teams in the same breath.
I'm just telling you that.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
Oh, you just knock it off. I'm just telling you that changes will be made. You got to have patience, man.
Well, that's a different argument than the Yankees are fine. And if they don't do anything, it's okay because of cost certainty.
Did I say something about not doing anything? I didn't say that. I never said they're not going to do anything.
So you're telling preaching patience.
Where did I say that? I'm just saying this is what the reality is.
So what? A little pinstripe apology tour here.
Yeah, right. Now, it's not a pinstripe apology tour about nothing. It's basically just being real about what the numbers are. Holy crap.
Okay.
So frustrating this morning.
All right, fine. I think the same about you. You're frustrating me because of all this excuse making for the Yankees.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just giving you the real real.
The real real.
Yeah.
Well, this is a team that got knocked out in a wild card game. In the previous year, they got knocked out in the divisional round. In the previous year, they got knocked out in the ALCS.
But what are
they? So next year, on this track, they won't even make the playoffs.
What do all those years have in common?
That they made the playoffs and failed.
Oh, okay, they made the playoffs.
And failed.
They made the playoffs.
And failed.
But they made the playoffs.
And failed.
But they made the playoffs.
Well, it's about winning a championship for the Yankees, and you know that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.